Good afternoon. I'm reading from the Zohar, from the Parasha of Tzav. I'm reading section 9. I'm reading section 10, the fire of Isaac. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu koronei aleinu maaseh yadeinu koroneihu. Rabbi Chiya amar esh tamid tukad al hamizbeach lo tikbeh da'esho di yitzhak diktiv hinecha esh. V'ha'etzim v'ha'enu ish tamid dikayma tadir v'ha'etzim le'ilen etzim di'avraham diktiv uva'er aleha ha'kohen etzim b'boker. Rabbi Chiya said, a constant fire shall be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. This is Isaac's fire. As written, behold the fire and the wood, which are judgments drawn from the left column before its integration with the right. This is the ever-burning fire, always present in Malchut, so that she will receive chasadim from Zeranpin. The wood is the wood of Abraham, namely chasadim drawn from the right column, called Abraham, as written. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, the priest being a man of chesed. The verse is describing the discussion, or it's describing this connection to the eternal fire. And it's implying certain answers to the question as to why does it need to be internal. And it's also describing a metaphorical relationship between the concept of wood that burns in the fire and the concept of the fire. There's a lot of metaphors in this description, one of which is Isaac's fire. The idea of Isaac represents the soul after the Mashiach. And so the idea of Isaac's fire, it's talking about continuity. It's talking about a world that we have not yet reached. A world where there is no correction because everything has been corrected. A world of peace and serenity, all that Mashiach and the concept of Mashiach promises. And yet, that fire, that passion, is what's necessary to make that happen. That's implied in this verse. Verse 77. Tinan me'asha di'itzhak nagid, umate lehai mizbeach. V'nafik gumra chad listar mizrach v'gumdra chad listar ma'arav v'gumra chad listar tzafon v'gumra chad listar darom l'dalad zavin Zavyan demar becha becha chanas char lal dalad zavyan. Thank you. We learn that from Isaac's fire, the secret of judgment of the left column of Zeranpin, a glowing coal descends and reaches the altar. Malchut, one glowing coal goes out to the east side, one glowing coal to the west side, one glowing coal out to the east side, one glowing coal to the west side, to the south side. There are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and Malchut to the four corners of the altar. The priest returns it to the four corners. This is a very metaphorical verse talking about the altar, which is a code word for Malchut, for manifestation, and that the idea of the fire burning on the altar, it's connecting to the four Sefirot, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and Malchut. And that represents the chariot. There's a lot of esoteric connections in this verse. Verse 78. Bamid Bacha It Kavesh Chad Bedargin Yadian Bedarga Tata Amate Benachit lehi koma ila'a Megoeshit chadu sha'ata Dinun gumrin matu ledalad zavyan Chad zika itma itar benachit lehahu tehoma ila'a. On the altar there is a ramp, namely a step, on which the priests stand when they serve on the altar. It has certain grades, the section of the seven Sefirot, Hesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. And the lowest grade, Malchut, reaches down to the upper abyss, Bina of the Klipah, through a certain hole that reaches from it to the abyss. When the burning coals reach the four corners of the altar, a fiery spark stirs and descends through that hole into the upper abyss. From this spark, the Klipah gets strength to punish the wicked. Again, an esoteric verse, but this is a little clearer. We have this altar, and it is raised by a ramp. But the ramp is the equivalent of seven steps. And those seven steps are the seven Sefirot. When the coals expand out so that they totally cover all four corners of the altar, then that spark is that whatever was burned on that altar is now feeding a limited amount of energy to the negative side. This is the idea of the kuf that goes below the line, and it's just generally connected to our understanding of all the different energy, and we have to read these verses in the Torah, in the Zohar, from the standpoint of energy and looking at it from that standpoint. Verse 79, Uvahu atar itchialin chayalin vidyamre kadosh bekal ravila'a umistera achara amre kadosh bekal ne'imuta ila'a umisitra achara chayalin Acharanin deamre kadosh vekein ledalet zavgiyan shit maya alaf rivan chayalin bekol zavaya ishtakach vealayhu chad mimana vekulu mit labeshe apodah vekaimei lesadra Ulchana dami becha lekabel tata ein. On that place, namely on the ramp, there are legions upon legions of his celestial beings of the right column, chesed, that say holy in a great supernal voice. On another side, they who are from the left column, Giburah, say holy in a supernal pleasant voice. On another side, there are other legions of the central column, Tiferet, that say holy, and so on in the four corners of the ramp. There are 6 billion legions, six being the secret of Chesed Geburah Tiferet Netzach Hod and Yesod, the illumination of Bina, the secret of hundreds, from Chachma, the secret of thousands, from Keter, the secret of 10,000s, and from the aspect of Yesod comes the secret of legions. Namely, there is upon them the illumination of the first three Sephirot. They are on every corner of the ramp, and over them there is an appointee. They all wear an ephod in the secret of the priestly clothes, and they stand on the ramp to carry the service of the altar, Malhut, which corresponds to the lower beings in the temple. What's being described is the unity. How do you create unity among the Sphirot? What's being described is the full relationship of the four corners, and within each corner, the concept of the 600,000, 6 million. All of this is related to the different Sephirot and how they unify. And yes, it is esoteric, but if we understood the idea of what is the ephod, and if I'm not mistaken, is the ephod is the priestly garment that covers the back, or it may be the priestly garment that the Urim Vituvim fits in. I don't remember. So this is something that in order to continue to truly understand this verse, we have to make some connection to that wisdom. Verse 80. Ba'atarach hara mishtekhe galgale yama denachamin v'nachtin bedargin yadi an v'taman chayalan amrin bekol na'imuta. Baruch Kivod Hashem Mimim Komo Vekulhu Meshabahe Beshirata Vila Mishtachti Bimama Uvlaila Uvlaila Vekulhu Mesadre Shabacha Bekol Naimuta. On another place opposite the ramp, there are rumbling sea waves. This is the secret of and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves thereof, which is the meaning, and after the wind and earthquake, descending through certain grades where the legions say in a pleasant voice, blessed be the glory of Hashem from his place. This is the secret of, and I heard behind me, a voice of great rushing, saying, blessed be the glory of Hashem from his place, since they slaved before those armies that are situated on the ramp of the altar, and say, holy, 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 this is the secret of trace facing them, they give praise, saying, blessed is the glory of Hashem from his place. They all praise with hymns and are never silent day and night. All offer praises in a pleasant voice. Please hold on a second.